morning, everyone. This is Paul Bogish. Welcome to Turkey Crossing. Podcasting while biking to school. I believe this is now my fifth podcast on quite a roll here. And I'm still a little bit unsure where to go with these things. I'm not sure whether to ramble on randomly, to attempt to have a focus for each one, a couple of focuses, or just kind of go off on any topic. And listening to all sorts of other podcasts before starting these, some people have very precise messages that they're delivering, some people are interviewing people, some people ponder questions, and it seems like all the things that pop into my head, I don't even know the words to kind of use to explain what I'm trying to say. And so I think maybe for a while I'm just going to go with the random sort of question, which I'm still kind of exploring and trying to put into words. What popped into my head today is, when I'm riding my bike to work, there's some days which the ride just seems to go smoother. My legs are moving in a rhythm in which everything is fluid and together and organized, and I end up making it back and forth faster. And then there's some days where I just can't seem to get into the right rhythm. Whether there's something in my head, whether I'm just extra tired that day. And I started thinking about my class this year, and you know, this might be a foreign sort of idea to a lot of people, but I'm a big believer that, you know, like scientists have just said that 95% of the universe is dark matter, stuff you can't even see or whatever, something like that. I'm a big believer in that in the classroom, which 95% of what goes on in the classroom you can't see. That lesson plan really only reflects a very small percentage of how the class is going. And you know, it's the reason why you can have an incredible lesson. You could have finished a 2-week unit that was just best ever. You can put that lesson plan in another teacher's hands, go over it word for word like they did, and it just flops. Or the opposite. You know, someone else takes a lesson and they say, geez, this thing just didn't work for me. It was horrible. You see something in it and you deliver it just like they planned, and it's an incredible success. And you know, I think that's what makes or breaks the classroom, that magical stuff that can't be seen, that connection is made. You know, they say that you have 7 seconds to make that first impression when you come in the beginning of the year, and those first 7 seconds are magical. You know, when you walk in front of the class every day, what kind of connection is made? You know, when you're talking to a kid, you know, what do you see when you're talking to them? You look into their eyes and they look into yours. What's being communicated? I think it's the big reason that unseeable stuff a big reason why you can have a teacher who does just lecture, and I think they could be an effective teacher. And I know that sounds crazy, I just think what usually happens is the teacher that lectures is the one who is least likely to pay attention to all that other unseeable stuff. And the teacher who is, I don't know, project-based learning sort of teacher, they're more sensitive to all that stuff. I don't know if it's necessarily the lesson or all those other things they bring to the table, all those other things that you can't see on a lesson plan. You know, sorry, I'm driving by a horse right now, and he's kind of staring at me, thinking I'm a little crazy, just talking into myself. But, you know, it's when you hold a lesson plan up to the mirror, all you see is a reflection of it. It doesn't tell you what will actually go on and how deep it is and will it connect with the kids. And, you know, that's something where you actually got to look into the kids' eyes and heart and figure it out. But anyway, I believe at some point I was talking about rhythm. You know, I was examining the rhythm that I'm in right now at this point in the year. There's a couple weeks of school left. And of course you like to hit the end of the year on a high note. And it's funny how I think, unfortunately for me, I kind of hit that high note a month ago. And every year I experiment with different things and doing things in a different order. And I'm wondering if this year I ended up pushing and doing too many big things right in a row. Too many things that lasted for multiple weeks all in a row. You know, again, if the whole year is a song, you have this great two-week unit. It's like this big drum solo. And then it's over. You don't come back with another drum solo. You get back into the rhythm in the verse. And then you get into a bridge, and then you get into the chorus, and then you get back into the solo, and I try to follow that with my units, the types of things we do. But I think this year I had too many solos, one right after another. And I don't know if I'm experiencing a sense of burnout from them and me. I think I should have inserted a verse, you know, the straightforward sort of thing, get everyone back in the groove. And, you know, that rhythm that can make or break a class. I just wonder where we're ending this year, what part in the song. And I think that's it. I don't know if anybody else actually pays attention to the rhythm of their classroom, or if it's just a collection of units, but again, I think it's incredibly important that you don't only just pick the next unit, don't pick the next assignment, but you really examine as to whether or not that next project and assignment fits into the current beat, the current rhythm. I don't know what the words would be of the class, and also I think sometimes just for the teacher. I mean, you know, sometimes I'll talk to a teacher, especially student teachers, and I'll say, and sometimes you can produce units that might not be that intensive for students. Maybe it's a very teacher-intensive unit. Not necessarily teacher-directed up in the front of the classroom. But maybe there's just a, you know, it's a sort of unit where you have a thousand questions every single day from students. And sometimes, just to keep the teacher in rhythm, you have to come back with a lesson that's more straightforward. So, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to try to keep in my own rhythm right here and make it to work on time. Since when I do these podcasts, I can't really go more than 6 or 7 miles an hour because of the wind resistance. And so it takes me a little longer to get to work. And this morning when I started off recording this, I think it was actually a focused podcast, but something happened with my buttons, and I actually hit a button, and so I had to start all over again. So, thank you for listening. This is Paul Bogish. Podcast is Turkey Crossing. If you've made it this far, I really appreciate you listening, and please leave me a comment. It'll make my day. You want to make my day, don't you? All right. Goodbye.